sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. Back when I was in high school and college, I knew of a few people who played the mountain dulcimer, but somehow the dulcimer had not made much appearance into my life in the decades in between, till I made connections with today's Song of the Soul guest, Heidi Muller. While Heidi certainly plays other instruments, she seems to have formed a special friendship with the dulcimer, and that makes me very excited to have her here today. Heidi has lived East Coast and West Coast. She's been great big city urban and little tiny village in the country rural. But through it all, the music has kept flowing, now in partnership with Bob Webb. Thanks to Andrew Jansen for production assistance on this show. Keep in mind that there is a podcast version with around 18 minutes extra interview included. So consider listening to the full uncut version for lots more depth. Heidi Muller joins us via Zoom from rural northeastern Oregon. Heidi, thank you so very much for joining me today for Song of the Soul.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
I'm glad I stumbled onto you via Facebook. I'm connected with a whole lot of musicians, having done this for 20 years, and so you're connected with the right folks, so I decided to check out your music and found some wealth there that I wanted to share with the world. Do you do a lot on Facebook?
Do you mean, do I show up there on a regular basis? Yes, but I don't generally live stream music. I have a Facebook page, Heidi Muller Music, where I would post gig information. But all my personal stuff with the cat pictures and all that is on my personal page.
There's more I want to know about your journey to today, Heidi, but let's get started with your music. I asked you to pick out the songs of your soul in some way, shape, or form. What'd you start with?
I'd like to talk about Cassiopeia.
And why Cassiopeia? I do know Cassiopeia. It's one of the few constellations. That and Orion, I can identify both of them. Of course, I know the Little and Big Dipper. But there's so many others I don't know. Was Cassiopeia a favorite of yours, or is it something you learned along the way?
When I grew up, I had an aunt who had given up teaching, and I was sort of like her student at home. She lived right up the road. So she would point out some of these constellations to me. And she always called it Cassiopeia's chair, which I think was the old way of looking at it. Now people just call it Cassiopeia. But when you see it in the sky, it's kind of like a chair, you know, stretched out as a W. I've always liked the night sky. I'm a big fan of celestial things. You know, just sort of the mystery of it. And although from a science standpoint, I guess there's not really mystery. You just have these stars up there. You know, stars. I like to drive. And that song came after driving across the state of Washington late one night. I had gotten a late start and I had about a 5 to 6 hour drive ahead of me to go over to the other side of the state in eastern Washington. It was really great, you know, being out there on the road alone. And there were mice, little critters coming out in the road and running away. And there were birds, you know, like probably owls dipping in and they're in your headlights, they're gone. That song came to me the next day just about tying into Cassiopeia, which I had seen there the whole time I was driving that night. It's become a song that people like a lot. The Rise Up Singing People, Rise Again.
Peter and Annie?
Yeah, they picked that for their book.
I just interviewed Annie last week.
Oh, yeah, that's great. So I just have a good feeling about that night sky, I guess. And maybe it's not super spiritual, but it feels like that's a real part of me.
This version is with Bob on cello. How long have you been doing the song? When did you actually write it?
1992, maybe, 91, 92. I put it on my Cassiopeia CD. In that arrangement, Carrie Black, who's a well-known bass player on the West Coast, played bass harmonics through the whole thing to make it sound kind of star-like. So that's cool, but I loved having Bob play cello on it.
Well, the star we have here today is Heidi Muller. This is her song Cassiopeia, a version of the song performed with her partner Bob, and this was released on their Dulcimer Moon album in 2013. Here's Cassiopeia.
Nighthawks glide in the darkness. The city lights far from the air fly. A cloud silhouette hangs far to the west. Above us, the clear spring sky. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with a silvery light in your eyes. Hardly a car on the highway, and hardly a light on the road. Just the ruby shine of coyote eyes and the midnight stars all aglow. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silvery light in your eyes. Somewhere east of Othello, I saw her black velvet gown, strewn with thousands of rhinestones, and the North Star there in her crown. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silvery light in your eyes. Orion is the bold hunter, a sword of three stars he does bear. He beckons the lady to come to his side. Your Majesty, rise from your chair. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silvery light in your eyes. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silvery light in your eyes. Cassiopeia, dancing tonight.
That song by Heidi Muller, Cassiopeia, mentions the constellation Othello, or at least I think it's a constellation. I don't know enough. For Boy Scouts, I had to identify at least five constellations in order to reach Tenderfoot or something. Where's Othello?
It's in Washington State. It's not a constellation.
Oh, okay. No wonder I didn't know it. I just thought it was here. You made me feel stupid, or I made myself feel stupid.
No. And that's probably why the folks in Eastern Washington, they get the song. Because when you're driving out there in the middle of nowhere, I mean, Washington's a big state. And yeah, that had to do with the highway that crossed through Othello. So yeah, it was actually literal, but people outside of the area wouldn't know, I guess. That's my little joke.
You caught me. So have you ever wanted to grow up to be a moon goddess or anything? I mean, that just seems kind of like your aspiration in so many of your songs.
Oh, what do you know? I hadn't thought of it that way. But no, I was a big, big fan of Joni Mitchell going way back. I guess I've always had that affinity for natural things, especially the moon and stars and all. So yeah, there's a part of me that has that deep kind of feminine connection to the land and to what is natural in life. That's probably where that comes from.
Do you live in the city or the country where you are now in Oregon?
I live in a very rural, remote place.
Do you know where Talent is?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
I was there, well, I guess it's almost 2 years ago now, visiting a friend who lives there. So we are exploring that, and we're exploring the Oregon Vortex and other such things. But of course, we had to go to Crater Lake and so on.
Yeah, that's probably an 8-hour drive from us at least. We're in the northeast corner, and I'm at the foot of the Wallowa Mountains. And the Wallowa Mountains are their own little mountain range. We live in the area where Chief Joseph and the Nez Perce had their homeland here at Wallowa Lake, which is just 3 miles away from me here. The town of Joseph is named after him. Of course, you know, they routed him out. And then a few years later, that was 1877, and then a few years later, they named the town after him, which is ironic.
There's hypocrisy and just one hand not seeing what the other's doing. Sometimes it's just ignorance, and sometimes it makes my heart hurt sometimes to see that kind of thing.
So I live at about 4,300 feet, and we're just getting the beginning of spring here. The snow, literally just last Sunday, we lost the last bit of snow out of the yard. We could have snow again. I mean, it has snowed here every month of the year at some point. And we live in a place that's a very large land area in the county, but we have about 7,500 people in the whole county. And we have wilderness. The Eagle Cap Wilderness is right behind us going up our road. It's a very beautiful place. Doesn't have a lot of people until summer, and then the tourists all come to the lake and the mountains.
Sure. I live in the country. It's just 6 miles from Eau Claire, which is a population of 75,000 people or something. But from my house in the summer, when the leaves are out, you can't see another house or habitation from our place. So I really just love spending time just as you do with the natural world. Let's go unnatural, maybe, and get to another of your songs right away. I know the natural world will touch any song that you share, but what will the next one be?
Well, I think it might be a good time to listen to Sacred Ground.
Before we got on the air, I asked you a little bit about your religious and spiritual background. Do you want to go through that for our listeners for Song of the Soul, and so they have some idea of where Heidi Muller has been, maybe where she is?
I was brought up in the Methodist Church, and I had an aunt who lived very nearby. I mentioned her with Cassiopeia. She was a Sunday school teacher, so I had to go. There was no other option. I had to go to Sunday school. And so eventually I got out of all that, but I came across people who were involved in the Nazarene Church, and they were establishing a church in our area, back in New Jersey, where I'm from, in Northwest New Jersey. And I ended up going to Eastern Nazarene College up by Boston. So that was, you know, evangelical and somewhat open-minded, but they did have some very old-fashioned rules. There was a part of the Nazarene Church that seemed really stuck in the 1920s, roughly, in their outlook. So as soon as I got out of college, I explored other things. And, you know, I've been to a lot of different kinds of places. When I was in Seattle, there was a time when I was in the Sojourners Christian political sort of movement or social justice movement. And from that, I fell out to doing nothing, partly because when I got up to talk about it at church, the pastor didn't want to affirm that. they were afraid of things like tax resistance and stuff, ideas you might be well aware of being in the Quaker movement.
I've been a war tax resister since 1982.
So I fell out of it, but I discovered the Center for Spiritual Living, which at that point was just called the Church of Religious Science in Seattle. It was really uplifting for me. I went on Groundhog's Day for my very first time. That's my chance. And they were doing a whole message on Groundhog's Day and said that that was their high holy day. I thought, that is amazing. So I started to go. Now, why am I attracted to groundhogs? I don't know. But anyhow, it's because we had them growing up in our backyard, I guess. Anyhow, I really liked that whole message of, you know, you're creating your reality, and where you put your energy is often what you bring into your life. And if you don't like how your life is going, you can shift your energy and your focus and try to make things happen more the way you want to happen. They support all of the good giving traits, you know, things that most religions support. So I was there for a number of years. Then here, out here where I live in the middle of nowhere, many years later, I met a Buddhist monk, a woman. We end up living on the same road as the Buddhist temple here. And it's a Zen Buddhist temple with two women monks who did their training at the Shasta Abbey in Northern California. They're part of the Order of Buddhist Contemplatives. And I went there because I couldn't really deal with typical Christian teaching anymore. And in this area, that's really all you have. There's not a lot of variety. And I like to meditate. So I went to meditate with them, and I haven't ever stopped.
Do you do extended retreats with them at all? 10-day retreat kind of thing?
No, I haven't done that. They do have a little place where you can stay, and they do weekend retreats, but nothing really long.
Well, thanks for giving us the overview of that. I think you said you wanted to share the song Sacred Ground, but we haven't played it yet. I'm just wondering if there's anything else you want to tell us about this song. Again, it was released back in 2005 on your Seeing Things CD. You and Bob are performing together by that point. What's the root of this song for you?
I had been coming here to this area by Wallowa Lake, Oregon, and had learned the story of Chief Joseph and the Nez Perce and how they were made to leave their homeland. And then eventually, you know, they were not allowed to come back. Chief Joseph tried for years to get permission to come back, but the government wouldn't let them. And so I started to look at ways that people leave home, and the ways that people leave in general and always wish to come back. So the first verse in this song is about my own friends, how we were once a part of a group in Seattle that supported each other as musicians, and people just scattered, and how I really wish we could all get back together. And then the second verse mentions Chief Joseph. It just mentions Joseph, but I'm in particular talking about Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce. And the night that I wrote it was the night that Hurricane Rita hit Houston. And that was a terrible time. It was only a month, month and a half after Katrina. The reports that came out that very night I was writing the song, it went in there too. People having to leave because of that catastrophe that was happening. And many of them will never come back to their homes. They ended up reestablishing in other places. So that's what that song is about. Yeah.
Many forms of home. I'm sorry I delayed us this long in getting to the song. It's a wonderful song, folks, by Heidi Muller. She recorded it back in 2005. Here is Sacred Ground.
All the places I have been, I treasure in my mind. Orbiting my restless wind, they were never left behind. Friends have taken different roads and scattered from this place. But no matter where they go, I cherish every face. Until there comes a time when we will turn around and meet again on sacred ground. Joseph left his father's land, never to return. Driven by the white man's hand and by his brothers spurned, but roots still reach through ancient loam, where singing is long gone. Spirits call the children home to hear the welcome song, until there comes a time when they will turn around and gather again on sacred ground. All that passed before us, forms the fabric of our lives, woven thread to thread. Tales told, songs of old, the ringing of a bell, bring us back to what we know and what is left to tell. Night beneath the starry bowl, the wind is whispering warm to comfort all those southern souls evicted by the storms. In my heart the table's set for Thanksgiving Day, and every wanderer wandering yet we'll have a place to stay, until there comes a time when we will turn around and stand again on sacred ground. Until there comes a time when we will turn and stand as one on sacred ground.
Fortunate to have Heidi Muller here. Her website, HeidiMuller.com. is where you can find it. I do have the link, of course, on northernspiritradio.org, along with links to all of my guests of the past 20 years I've been doing both Spirit in Action and Song of the Soul. So come to my site, post comments, look around. If you have any trouble spelling either Heidi or Muller, you can get it right on my site. And so just follow the link there. There's really great riches, and it's actually through some of the riches of the people I've interviewed that I knew to contact Heidi. She's way out there on the West Coast, and I'm way over here in what they call the Midwest, which is really in the Middle East. I don't know. Anyway, Northern Spirit Radio is reaching out across the country and to the world, and so we're fortunate to have Heidi here. Maybe another day, I'm not positive, maybe I'll talk to Bob Webb, because he could also have something to share too. Who knows?
Oh, he has a lot to share. Yes, he does.
Well, I'll look forward to that. I think your last four CDs were the two of you together. He's actually a sound engineer, but you've produced some of your CDs. And how's this mix? Is there a pecking order? Is there a supplementary skill set? He's got the name Web, but I think you deal with the website.
Right. Well, it's easy when you have an engineer in-house to get the recording done. You can do it any time of day or night.
I'm aware that you were playing guitar back when you were 11, picking up all that fine artistry. You got the dulcimer added into your repertoire along the way, became rich in that.
I play a little bit of mandola, octave mandolin. I have a nickel harpa in the closet that I enjoy, but have not really spent a lot of time on. And the nickel harpa itself needs some repair, but I've done what I could with it. I like fretted instruments. It was so clear trying to play fiddle that I like fretted instruments. I like to be able to create the notes that I want. And I have a banjo on the wall That's one thing I still want to do. I really want to learn banjo and nickel harpa still. You probably have nickel harpas in your neighborhood.
Did you get your nickel harpa from Earl here?
No, but I've met him. I actually got mine at a yard sale right here in the town of Joseph, and it was not well put together. And I met Earl. We drove up to I-90. He was coming across to go to California, and we met at a Starbucks, and he assessed my instrument and helped me out with it.
Yeah, they're part of our local song circle. Actually, his wife, Doanne, who was probably with him, I've known her since she was, 13 years old or something. It was actually her older sister, Betsy, was a friend of mine in high school. That's how I ended up going to Quaker Meeting, because their family was Quaker. So anyway, it's amazing that you've had that connection.
Yeah, really. I'd like to talk a little more about dulcimer. Because we couldn't really hit on it. Yeah, I've played guitar since I was 11, and I was always able to play by ear. So a very good friend of mine got into dulcimer back east, Gail Finney, and I saw what she could do with it, and she helped me buy one. But in Seattle, there weren't teachers, so I took time to teach myself on it. And I ended up becoming a teacher in Seattle. But, you know, I really love dulcimer because it has fewer notes on the fretboard than a guitar. It's not a chromatic instrument. It's called diatonic. It plays 8-tone scales. So it's more accessible for people to play, especially if they don't have a musical background.
Well, I had this suspicion that you were probably going to share a dulcimer song now. Just call it wild intuition, spiritual insight. Where are we going next?
Let's listen to Dulcimer Moon.
And that is the Dulcimer Moon CD. We shared Cassiopeia already from that album. Again, this is just 2013. When was the song actually written?
I don't remember, 2012 or 2013. I was looking for a title cut. I knew I wanted to call the CD Dulcimer Moon. So then I had to figure out what would I say about it. I guess I went back to that one by Bruce Hornsby, Mandolin Rain. I thought, who else has written a song like this? Now, his story in Mandolin Rain holds up a lot more. He has a real story there, which is why he would mention that. But I realized that what I'd like to write about is how when you have a passion for something, and this could be if people like to paint, you know, it doesn't have to be dulcimer playing. You want to give yourself the permission to go ahead and explore it and do it, and don't put it off. If we keep procrastinating about the things we want to do, we may run out of time, or we may get arthritis in our hands and not be able to do them, right? So it's a song of encouragement to go out and enjoy the thing you love to do. And for me, that was dulcimer.
Let's all go and join Heidi Muller during the dulcimer moon.
The moon sings a song so sweet, stars are humming along. Night is dancing at our feet to the gentle song. Bring your dulcimer outside, get yourself in tune. We can gaze at the sky so wide while we back up the moon. So meet me tonight when the air is cool. Play a tune while the moon is full. You take the melody, I'll take the drone. Way more fun than playing alone. What do you say? I'll see you soon under the dulcimer moon. Precious every day, save enough for yourself. Don't throw your dreams away, take them off the shelf. You work all week, it wrings you dry, TV puts you to sleep. Make your music your lullaby, and you'll be counting sheep. So meet me tonight when the air is cool. Play a tune while the moon is full. You take the melody, I'll take the drone. Way more fun than playing alone. What do you say? I'll see you soon under the dulcimer moon. Some we knew are off and gone with the angel band, but their melodies live on, playing through our hands. So take your dulcimer off the wall, there's no time to lose. Pour out your tunes like a waterfall, when it calls you, don't refuse. Meet me tonight when the air is cool, play a tune while the moon is full. You take the melody, I'll take the drone, way more fun than playing alone. What do you say, I'll see you soon under the dulcimer moon. So meet me tonight when the air is cool, play a tune while the moon is full. You take the melody, I'll take the drone, way more fun than playing alone. What do you say, I'll see you soon under the dulcimer moon. What do you say, we'll meet real soon under the dulcimer moon.
Back in 2013, Heidi Muller released Dulcimer Moon on CD she co-produced with Bob Webb. He was there on mandolin for that one. Are you a night person? Yeah, I mean, that's how you get to see the stars. You can't see them during the day.
I am. I tend to like to stay up late. Yeah, I do a lot of work after 10 p.m.
In preparing for this interview, I decided I should hear you being interviewed. And what should pop up to my attention but the Dulcimoon talk, which I think was this past year it happened. I'm pretty sure. Did they steal that from you? You had the Dulcimer Moon and they made Dulcimoon talk?
I doubt it. Deborah Homoris down in the Bay Area has the Dulcimoon Festival. No, she's just very connected to pagan ideas and very much into the moon and the star and all that, and women, supporting women. The Dulcimoon Festival that happens in January every year has all women instructors. She's actually invited me to be an instructor for next January. Now, we can't own the moon, and so it's available to everybody.
Let's have another song, Heidi.
Well, we could maybe change for a moment and do real change. One of the more ballad-style songs I wrote about a real experience I had on the streets of Seattle. I mentioned I'd worked for the state of Washington. I worked for the Office of Administrative Hearings. So I was going downtown every day. And there is a newspaper that homeless people put out to help them get a little money coming in. It's called Real Change. A number of cities have similar types of newspapers and businesses. And so I actually ran into a person, and that song tells the story.
We'll go right into it. Real Change by Heidi Muller.
There's a lamppost on 2nd Avenue, and I see you standing there every month or two. Don't stay there any longer than it takes to sell your wares, but I've always taken notice of your being there. And it's a living for a day or two or three. What you do the other 30 matters not to me. Or should I say it didn't matter before I knew your name? Now people on the street don't look the same. I fumbled for my wallet, I was just another stranger, stopping on the street to buy a real change. There's a building on 3rd Avenue, and I go there every day like I've promised to. I traded in my freedom for a paper guarantee. I offer up my hours for a salary. And it's a living, though I worry that my dreams got lost in the bargain. That's the way it seems. That's more than I mentioned when I handed you my bill. You said, care to help the homeless, and I said, I will. And I handed you my fiver. I didn't feel too much pain as you counted out your ones and gave me real change. The wind was blowing chilly down the avenue, and though I've often passed you by, I walked right up to you. I knew I was tired when I asked you for your name. Then I said it didn't matter, no, it's all the same. And you said David touched your badge. I said I've seen you here before. I come down every night, I walk right by the store. It was over in a moment, and I left, but even yet there was a look on your face that I can't forget. I just stopped to buy a paper. It was just a brief exchange, but ever since I left, I've felt a real change. Endless faces on the street, avoiding gazes never meet, but each of us has an equal claim. Stand up straight, speak our name. Now I walk across your corner and it's empty in the rain. You must have sold all your papers, that would explain it. But while you're walking through the city on a rope without a net, there's a stranger knows your name and she won't forget. For you see, it really matters, there's no two of us the same. I thank you for the paper and the real change.
Our guest today for Song of the Soul is Heidi Muller, website heidimuller.com. Any question on spelling, come via northernspiritradio.org. That song was Real Change. In the song, you talk about you've taken on a change in your life because of that experience. What was that change that happened for you?
When I talked to the person selling the newspaper, I asked him his name. And then I immediately said, well, it doesn't matter. But it mattered a great deal to him. It was very obvious by his reaction. That stuck with me as I left him and I had to catch a bus to go home. And so I realized that it comes from a place of compassion to realize that every person is valid. Like I say in the song, I was tired. You know, I was leaving work. But I think that we need to take a moment to be in the presence of a person, you see, and not just sort of move them aside to get on with our life. And so after that, I would have more contact with these people. These vendors are, you know, in many places around Seattle. I had a great conversation with one guy once in the university district, told me how much he loves to go fishing. And he takes some of this money and he'll get fishing gear and he goes over to the lake and goes fishing. And he just totally lit up. So, you know, it opened me up to more of their stories and just not being in my own little bubble anymore.
I don't know if we said this clearly, but Real Change, the Seattle newspaper, is both produced and sold by homeless people. Well, let's go on to some more of the music of Heidi Muller. Where do we go next?
I wanted to be sure we got to Keep an Eye on the Moon. I know it's another moon song. I try not to write too many things with moons in them, but they creep in. I wrote that song here in this area where we live in Oregon. This is a song that it's basically a song, I think, of encouragement that, you know, no matter what your daily life is bringing to you, that you can just sort of focus a little outside of yourself, know the answers are going to come, to not just stay in a worried state of mind. And I kind of bring it out at the end to the grandmothers, the wisdom of the grandmothers to know. And again, I'm using the moon in a way, it's like the moon is talking to you. The moon gives you answers. But there are many, many people who may, in a troubled state of mind, go out into the night and look out into the sky, to the vast cosmos, and look for the answers and feel some comfort from that. So that's what this is about.
Keep an eye on the moon.
Tonight, when the sun dropped down in the sky, it backlit the fields and farms. Venus and Mars sang a dark lullaby and gathered them up in their arms. It's a good time to walk your worries away and sing to yourself a new tune. If the answer you needed didn't come through the day, stand by, keep an eye on the moon, keep an eye on the moon. She'll light up your way. She'll lean down and listen to what you had to say. If your heart's feeling empty, like a mother she'll croon. Shine on through the night, you'll be all right. Keep an eye on the moon. Spinning around and around, and time only turns a deaf ear. All that you've lost and all that you've found are fragile and fleeting and dear. It's a time to remember the ones that you love and leave behind your cocoon. Bring what you have and come into the sun. And tonight, keep an eye on the moon. Keep an eye on the moon. She'll light up your way. She'll lean down and listen to what you have to say. If you're dancing with shadows in the late afternoon, just give it a while, you'll feel her smile. Keep an eye on the moon. Waxing, waning, hidden or full, her mystery silent and white. Eclipses and changes, pushes and pulls, hearts, tides, owls and flight. Somewhere away in a far-off land, a child stares into the fire. A tambourine jingles on an aged hand, bracelets and jewels to it's the oldest of melodies lingering low over the desert and dune. It sings to the stars what the grandmothers know. It's wise to keep an eye on the moon. Keep an eye on the moon. She'll light up your way. She'll lean down and listen to what you have to say. If you're wired and restless, It's only a phase. Keep an eye on the moon. Keep an eye on the moon.
Heidi Muller is our Song of the Soul guest today. Her song, Keep an Eye on the Moon, is on at least two of her CDs. It's on the End of the Road CD, which she released back in 2008, and more recently on the Hurricane Creek CD in 2017. Of course, we've got a partner there. Some people, I'm sure, do not find the moon to be a friend, but that's unfortunate when you have the moon smiling down on you, lighting up your nights. The most vivid times I had with the moon actually were while I was in Togo. I was a Peace Corps volunteer in West Africa, and living in a village without electricity, the night sky is much more vibrant, and so the moon really felt very close to me while I was there. Also, I was on the equator, essentially. Well, we better hurry on to just one more song that we can include today for Song of the Soul. How do we want to tie it all up?
I had mentioned, I think I wrote this back when I first went to the Center for Spiritual Living, because I just love groundhogs. They're underdogs, you know? And so we'll do a song that I wrote about the groundhog. Being that Groundhog's Day makes a big deal. I'm from back east. Everybody knows about Punxsutawney Phil that they bring out of his hutch, you know, in Pennsylvania at dawn on February 2nd. But I was thinking, well, what if the groundhog lived in Ohio and a groundhog just comes out, but everybody makes a big deal. The groundhog doesn't know what's going on, right? So that I just wrote a lighthearted song about that. But I also put in there that if the groundhog could turn from the darkness, from the shadow, into the light. And some friends have said that that was helpful to them. It helped them think about turning around from looking at what's dark in their life. You just turn around. You don't see the shadow if you're looking at the light. So it was just a fun little song I did on dulcimer. And I brought in a fellow who's a master at jaw harp so long ago. His name was Gordon something. I can't think of his last name now, but he's in Seattle. I thought he really gave a good feeling to that song with what he did there and the percussion too. So, song about groundhog.
I think it was last summer when my son was out east because of the solar eclipse that happened. Going to be out there. So he visited the village there, got a picture with the statue of Punxsutawney Phil and so on. So that's brought into our house. But just last week, there was a groundhog on my deck right here. And that I count as bad news because we have gardens and they are voracious. They love destroying things in the gardens. So,
oh, I know.
I've learned to not like groundhogs nearly as much as I think they're pretty cute in some ways, but they're so nasty. So as much as I'm supposed to be loving of all things as a Quaker, I have a little bit of malice towards groundhogs. But it does not distract from the beauty of this song. I love this song, which you released way back in 1996 on your Giving Back CD. Do you connect at all with the special solar and lunar holidays? Like the one we call Groundhog Day, I'm not sure how many people are actually aware of all of the holidays that we have. We've got holidays we associate with May Day, for instance, but that's actually one of the cross-quarter days between the solstice and equinox, as is Groundhog Day. Imbolc is actually the original or the old holiday that predates groundhogs, whatever. Do you connect at all with those kinds of holidays? Do those mean anything to you? There's a few that we don't associate with anything on our calendar.
Well, I pay attention to them. Yeah, I know. I have this sort of long-standing connection to Groundhog's Day, but yes, I appreciate the fact that it falls on an ancient, well, not maybe a holiday, but an ancient day that marks the time of the Imbolc. You know, it's not that I celebrate that exactly, but I do appreciate that. I do think there is value in remembering our roots from ancient times that are in all of us. They're in our DNA. And so that's still a part of us, whether we are so contemporary that we don't pay attention to those things anymore. It's still in us, I think.
Problem is we have too much electricity and other mechanization that distract us. As you said, Bob can stay indoors pretty much, but in days gone by, knowing when the sun rises, when the moon rises, it made a big difference in our lives. And so we're going to visit one of our co-travelers on that journey of night and day and moon and sun. It's the groundhog. Again, Heidi Muller is here. Her partner, Bob Webb, is performing with her on a number of other songs, not this one. I am hoping to talk to Bob in the not-too-distant future. Heidi's website, HeidiMuller.com, M-U-L-L-E-R, the link's on NorthernSpiritRadio.org. Thanks so much, Heidi, for joining me today for Song of the Soul.
Oh, it's been really great. Thank you so much for asking me.
Again, Groundhog, we'll see you next week for Song of the Soul.
Temperature is 10 degrees. Icicles hang in the trees. There's a stirring down below. A little fuzzy face thinks it's time to see the snow. He doesn't have a calendar. He doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't even know that everybody says today is his. He doesn't have a radio. He doesn't own a pair of shoes. He doesn't know that he'll be in our homes tonight on the TV news. One foot out and 3 feet in. Things will go for a little spin. The sky is blue and bright. He'll need to take a minute while his eyes adjust to light. It's been awful dark in there. Hasn't seen a soul for months. Puts his nose up in the air. Takes a couple steps and grunts. Then he sees it on the ground. What it is he does not know, but it's big and black and round, the groundhog shadow. He tucks his tail, his eyes get wide. In one quick move, he's back inside. Too bad he's in a fright. He could lose his shadow if he'd just look at the light. He doesn't have a calendar. He doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't even know that everybody says today is his. He doesn't have a radio. He doesn't own a pair of shoes. He doesn't know that he'll be in our homes tonight on the TV news. Oh, groundhog. Groundhog.
The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on NorthernSpiritRadio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.